Hey all, welcome Playhouse family to Playhouse Unplugged. I hope everybody is being extra safe out there, practicing social distancing, staying back at home, kicking back, getting healthy. I know it sucks. We're all going through it. It's not a great feeling just to go and be all cooped up inside, but that's why we're creating this amazing podcast so you can guys kind of can chill and kick back and listen to some great words from our actors and learn about what's going on here at the Playhouse. One thing we're doing is we're definitely working on keeping our place healthy. We just had our carpets cleaned, had a brand new waxed floor in, just really working hard, doing remodeling. We repainted the place. Oh, it looks amazing. Just amazing what a fresh coat of paint can do for you. But we're really working hard to make the place very, very welcoming when you guys come back, because you will. And just creating all kinds of fun atmospheric things to do while you guys are at home. Just listen to this podcast, a lot of great things happening. Today's guest is Tim Schmidt. Tim Schmidt's been an amazing part of the Playhouse. He's one of the co-founders of the Immersive Theater. He is a director, actor, set designer, and board member. He does it all. And today we're discussing immersive theater. What we actually do here at the Playhouse to get our audiences involved. For example, immersive theater is when you're watching a show on stage, you're kicking back and it's great, and you watch the show, but you don't really get involved. We're here, immersive theater, you're actually on the stage. No, don't get me wrong, you're not going to be on the stage with the actors. The actors are on the stage with you. They're within the audience. They're entertaining you. They're making you feel great. Just a great concept here at the Playhouse. You can even dress up into the theme. Just really have a lot of fun with immersive theater. We'll be back in just a moment just to kind of discuss immersive theater with Tim Schmidt. So stay tuned. We're back. We're here with Tim Schmidt. He is a designer, actor, director, and board member of the Playhouse. Tim, how are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely fabulous.
That is amazing. I know it's an overcast day, a little rain, but spirits are high, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Sunshine in the soul.
Hey, we're talking about immersive theater today. That is our topic here at Playhouse Unplugged. First of all, give me a little story about how you got into acting.
Well, a number of years ago, I was and we happened to be leasing the building, the Playhouse, to do a show. And that's how I first got introduced to Dan Boynton. And in so introducing, struck up a friendship, did a few things together, and talked about visions. And in that talking, we decided to maybe get a few people together to share that vision and see where we wanted to go with it. We got a group together, and from there, it just progressed right uphill to what is known now as the Playhouse Performers.
That's amazing. And what got you into acting itself?
Well, I've always been an extrovert. And in junior high, I had a speech class and we did a play and I absolutely loved it. And then going on into high school, I did art, but my junior year, I took drama class as an elective and I totally fell in love with it. And from there on, it was like it was an addiction. I did a lot of shows in high school, had an incredible teacher. Went into college and I ended up getting a work study program with one of the drama professors that I happened to know. And in so doing, I got to get paid for direct building sets, for acting in shows, for being assistant director, a number of different things throughout the year. And joined the National Drama Society, And from there, I went into community theater, and just gave me that bug, that addiction fix that theater has for people who love to perform. And then I moved to Boise. And from Boise, I did about 20 years worth of church theater. And through certain events, got re-involved with community theater and then the Playhouse.
That's awesome. So you've been doing theater for quite a long time.
Yeah, I have.
So you what do you like about immersive theater compared to standard theater?
Oh, it's just getting in touch with the people face to face and bringing them into the experience of theater, helping them to be a part of the show as well as watching the show. That experience just radiates in their face.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. You mean to get involved in the audience? Can you give me an example?
Well, there was one show I did in which I was playing a drunk. And so I hid a number of bottles underneath tables. And I would come up to a table and pull a bottle out from underneath their table. And they would just laugh and have so much fun with it, knowing that that was there and they were a part of it. And then another show, actually the first show that we did at the Playhouse called an audience member during the end of the show, two characters are outside of a door in a blizzard knocking at the door, and the guy that's the main character is upstairs yelling, I'll be there in just a minute. He kindly got up and let him in. He opened the door.
So you mean the audience got so involved, they actually felt like they had to open the door?
Well, they were comfortable to do so and to help out. And the show went on.
That is amazing. Wow, that is crazy how in-depth that the actors get to bring the audience to think that they're actually in that point in time. What a great concept. What else can they do when they come over to a show?
Well, they through the murder mysteries that we do, they get to guess and help out figuring out who did it, who was the killer. And in other shows, just interacting with the actors helps them to be a part of the show, feeling like as if they're an actor on the stage, seeing how...
Wait a minute. You're telling me actually somebody can actually be part of this show?
Well, yeah, we've only got four walls and the entire room is the stage. So they get to be a part of the show just as much as the actors are.
That is amazing. And how is the people's reactions when the shows are over?
Oh, they absolutely love it. They're just enthralled. They can't wait for the next one. And they'll tell friends. And it just goes on and on. They like to take pictures with the actors. They'll sometimes sit around and talk and maybe party a little bit after the show for up to an hour.
That is great. Hey, Tim, thank you so much for stopping by and calling in. I really appreciate that. It's going to be a lot of fun with a lot of immersive theater at the Playhouse we'll be doing. We'll give you a call later on and kind of just chat a little bit more about that.
All right. Sounds great, Danny B.
Wow, what some great words from Tim Schmidt. That is amazing. Hey, we appreciate you listening here to Playhouse Unplugged. Few updates that we have coming along. We got our new kitchen that's coming in. We have short order foods available for our guests and patrons. And we're also gonna have Romeo's food still, so don't worry about that. The great Romeo's food still around. And then we got Sakatilla Theater. That's gonna be amazing. That's gonna be something that you can watch at home with the family. It's free. It's gonna be a great time. Also, we've got the great guests next week, Anne McQueen from the Playhouse Improv Group. Mission Improvable. She's stopping by to give us kind of an idea about improv and also some games I guess you could do at home. Real exciting stuff. Hey, be safe out there. Practice the social distancing. Make sure you're nice and healthy so you can come back to the Playhouse and enjoy all the greatness that we're bringing to you. Hey, also like us on Facebook and come visit our website, playhouseboise.com. That's where you'll find these podcasts and the Socketeer Theater, and also sign up for our newsletter. Thanks again, and have a great day.